The last couple of shiurim we discussed when to perform a hefek tara lechachila b'di'eved on Yom Rishon, and a little bit on Yom Hari'iyah, even if the Yom Hari'iyah is not Yom Rishon, which according to some may have a status of Yom Rishon. What we'll discuss today is when is the time lechachila and b'di'eved that you could perform a hefek tara under more normal circumstances at the more normal day to perform hefek tara for us, which would typically be at least on day 5 since the Re'iyah. So the Mechaber writes, the beginning of Kuf Sadi Vav, Shivas Yamim Shazav Esaferes, Maskilin Mimachras Yam Shapaskabo, Vekach Mishpata, Imtira Beis Yamim Ogimel Paska Miliras Badekath Biyam Shapaska, Kadeshitisik Vitara, Ubedikazo Tias Samoch Lebein Hashmashas. So that typical hefek tara should be performed samuch lebein hashmashas. Says Rama, v'cheinog in the chachila to do a bedika samuch lebein hashmashas. V'bedi eved afilu lo bodka atma rak shachris u'matza atma tahara salgi b'kach. V'bedi eved, as long as it's not yom rishon, which is sif beis, if you did a hefek tara in the morning, that is sufficient, at least bedi eved. Okay, what does it say in the parentheses? Tur b'shem Rashba, u'beis Yosef af l'fi divrei Harash. So the Beis Yosef, as we noted previously, understood initially b'das Harash that the Rashi's requirement of a hefek tara samach l'bein hashmashos is only lechatchila to be choshesh on some level because of chumras ha'inyan, to be choshesh on some level for shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds mina mincha ulamala. So the Ikar Adin, according to this understanding, the Rosh would hold the Ikar Adin, a hefek tara could be performed even b'shachris, but l'raf for the milsa, it's preferable to do it later in the day, as per Shitas Rabbi Yehuda of Minam Rabbi Yehuda, who said mina mincha ulamala.
Why are we choshesh
for Rabbi Yehuda? So that's not so clear. But in this presentation of the Yosef, it sounds like Michumras Inyan, so Alitzad Hayosu Tovi should be Machmir. And that's what the Gaon basically says here in Sifkat and Dalid. Ubedika Zu. Tia Samach Ben Ashmashos. Lahachmir Lechachila Krebi Huda Bemasnisen. So that's to be machmir lechachila like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Beis Yosef has another possibility in the Rush, that maybe the Rush really holds like Tanakama in the Mishnah, on Samaches, that Bedika Shachris only works on Yom Hashvi in the case of a Nida, but any other day Bedika, you can only do a hefek tara samach lebein hashmashos, and maybe that's where the Rosh comes from. That he actually holds, other than day 7, samach lebein hashmashos is likuva. Rav Avadia points out Taras Abayis page Reishon and Hay that, given what we saw in the Tosa Rush on the page, with Tosa Rush arguing with Rashi assumes that Tanakam and Chacham feel like the same Shita. So then from there it's clear the Rush did not assume that way, that the Rush was not assuming Lahalacha like Tanakama as being a different Shita than Chachamim, because he views Tanakam and Chachamim as basically the same Shita, which would mean that according to them, a Vidika Shachris works even earlier than day 7. So he thinks that the more reasonable understanding of the Rush is the Beis Yosef's first shot, that the Rush is assuming that lechachil on some level should be choshesh Rabbi Yehuda, and that's where the late day hefek tara comes from. But the Ikar Adin holds that bedika shachris works, and that's reflected in the psak of the Rama. Again, the lashon of the mechabi here is bedika zutia samach lebein hashmashos. Lashon Arash Remember, the Beis Yosef noted that the Rush is in the Kitzur, Pitzkei Rush, at the end of Hilchas Nida. B'dika zutia ben hashmashos b'yom shetifsa bo miliros. This b'dika should be ben hashmashos. So Beis Yosef points out here, B'das HaRash, that's obviously Lav Dafka. Because once it's Ben HaShmashos, it's too late. That's already the end of the day. So it must mean Samcha Ben HaShmashos, sometime before Ben HaShmashos. Which, if the Beis Yosef is correct, B'das HaRash, that the Rush is being Choshesh L'chumra, at least, like Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, so then that must be how the Rosh understood Rabbi Yehuda's Minna Mincha L'mala. That Minna Mincha L'mala means Samach is the same as Samach L'Bein HaShmashas. Which is how Rashi also seemed to have understood Minna Mincha L'mala. Rashi and Samach Chesem and Aleph. L'metara Asher Tafresh Bein HaShmashas, which again would need to mean Samach L'Bein HaShmashas, not Bein HaShmashas Mamish. And Rashi and Nun Gimel and Aleph as well, Lote Becheskes Tuma, also within Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, uses a lashon of Avzu Hovla Badka Ben Hashmashos. So again, Ben Hashmashos is presumably Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean Ben Hashmashos Mamish. It means Samcha Ben Hashmashos. And the Rosh, if the Beis Yosef is correct that the Rosh is being Choshesh Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, understood that Minna Mincha L'mala is somehow, samuch lebein hashmashas.
Does anyone say mincha l'mala means mincha l'mala?
Yes. So, let's go back to the Beis Yosef.
Also, I think we saw somewhere that understood mincha l'mala as meaning chatzos, not.
That was the Ra'ah. We quoted a couple times ago the Ra'ah, the Bedek Abayis, Kavdala and Mubayis, who has the Lashon, came in Sheyatza Rov Hayom B'Tara, paraphrasing, right? So that sounds like Mincha Gedola is the point at which most of the day has passed. So most of the day has passed means Mincha Gedola.
So that doesn't include the half hour.
So he understood, I'm sorry?
That doesn't include the half hour after Chassos to get to Mincha.
It'll be half hours of Chassos, right. So that makes it Rov. So Rov doesn't mean a minute Rov. A half hour, that's the nearest big number. Correct. So the Ra'ah understood B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Samach L'mincha means Samach L'mincha Gedol. The Ra'ah understood in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that Minna Mincha L'mala means Mincha Gedola. And the Bezothir thinks that the Pashas is, it means Mincha Kitana. The Bezothir writes, Bin Ashmashas. Right, so the Torah says, like the Rosh had used the Lashon Samcha Bein Hashmashas, the Torah says Bein Hashmashas. The Beit Yosef says Bein Hashmashas is obviously Lav Dafka, because then it's already Safek Yom, Safek Laila. And then he writes, maybe Inami Samcha Bein Hashmashas in the Rosh. So first he says Samcha Bein Hashmashas means right before Bein Hashmashas. Inami Samcha Bein Hashmashas Ha'achron, meaning Mincha Ketana. Samcha Bein Hashmashas Ha'achron, the Afab Gav, the Min Mincha L'malasagi, Mikamakam L'chachila, Ratzal Horo, Shetivdo, Kayosu, Samcha L'Laila. So, it's true, Rabbi Yehuda said, Min Mincha L'mali, meant Min Mincha L'mala. And by that he meant Mincha Ketana. And the Rosh is being machmer on top of that, better to do it even closer to Shkia, better to do it Samuch Lebein Hashmashas. Yeah.
How could the Rosh be Rabbi Yehuda? Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda just stay on the seventh day? And it's consensus at the seventh day?
Correct. So the Chumrah is to be Choshish for that element of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said only on the seventh day, but we should be machmir for that. That every day, when you do bedikah, should be later in the day. That's the Beis Yosef's presentation. So again, mina mincha ulamala, literally sounding mina mincha ulamala. Either there are mincha gedola, or more likely mincha ketan, as Beis Yosef explains. And when the Rosh says samach l'bein hashmashos, either that could be his interpretation of Min HaMincha L'mala, like maybe Rashi in a couple places, or that's the Chumrah on top of Min HaMincha U L'mala. Now, what is Samach L'bein Hashmashos? So the contemporary Sfarim point out, Rav Avadi and others, in Taras Habayis, page Reish Nunches, that Samach in general is a half hour, right? Just like Samach L'mincha is a half hour. Samach L'mincha Ketana is a half hour before Mincha Ketana. Samach L'mincha Gedola is a half hour before Mincha Gedola. So Samach in Halacha is usually a half hour. So, absent another definition, the assumption should be that Samach Bein Hashmashos means within a half hour of Bein Hashmashos. But, Rav Avadia says, you don't have to stand there with a stopwatch. Because anyway, this is all a Chumrah as an extension of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, in principle, says, Min HaMincha L'mala. Min HaMincha L'mala is at least Mincha Ketana. So it's a chumra over Rabbi Yehuda who says mincha. It's a chumra to be kosher Rabbi Yehuda plus. Rabbi Yehuda himself only said min mincha l'mala. And anyway, according to many Rishonim, Me'ikar Adin, you could do a Hasek Taru all day. So given all that, even if l'chachila should be within a half hour, but you don't have to go crazy that it has to be makbish midafka a half hour on the stopwatch. The Aruch HaShulchan has something similar, that you shouldn't go crazy with a half hour. In Sif Yates, he says, where does this come from? Yesh b'zeh she'ele. B'mashe kosve poskim ha'bidika samach l'bein hashmashos. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, samach l'bein hashmashos, based on the Rosh and the Torah, maybe the Rashba. So where does that come from? Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, the Machmir, the biggest Chumrah in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Lo kamar rak min mincha l'mala. He didn't say Samach Bein Hashmashos. He said min mincha l'mala. So where does this come from? And even if you'll tell me Rabbi Yehuda meant mincha ketana, fine, mincha ketana is 2.5 hours before Shkia, and this is Samach Bein Hashmashos is a half hour. So that's a lot after mincha ketana. And even Rabbi Yehuda himself, you recall Rabbi Yehuda is one who holds that you can only daven mincha until plaga mincha, and marv after plaga mincha. So Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, if he's telling you mincha ketana, so that should mean only up to plag. So it's really only an hour and a quarter window. But we don't assume like that Rabbi Yehuda. And even if that was true, but our cheshbon of Benish Rashos is what we call Benish Rashos. So says here, Archa Shulchan, the Iker Kavanas from Yehuda Livdok Be'ichar Kol Mashetuchal. So when Yehuda says Minamincha Ktana, Minamincha Lamala, it's Lav Dafka Minamincha Lamala per se. There's nothing special about Minamincha Lamala necessarily. It means that you should do the Hafsek Tara as late as possible in the day. Ach mi yachal etzam se ma'ad kodem ben hashvashos. So you can't just be the last 5 minutes, it's not going to work. But l'chein kava is man, deminu min chlamala. Da'avi li didei, sha'arviya kodem alayla. So Rabbi Yehuda, who held that Laila begins at plag, so the next available demarcation on the clock is min chaktan, which is an hour and a quarter before plag. That's the last known time that he could zero in on before his sofayon. So Yehuda himself says mincha ketana. That means as soon as possible, as late as possible in the day before his sofayon. Umimela says Yerach Hashocha l'didan David beisho semech sadalayla yashel akoba. So we hold. It's a little funny. We want to be machmir like Rabbi Yehuda in Hafsek Tara, but we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda in mincha mariv. So it doesn't make sense to, if the point of the Chumrah is to do it as soon as possible before Shkia, so 2.5 hours before Shkia isn't as soon as possible. That's a much larger window than even Rabbi Yehuda would allow for. So then you have to find another demarcation on the clock. So that's why the Rishonim came up with Samachla Ben Hashmashos. So that's like a transfer, a interpolation of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbi Yehuda, it was from some Mincha Ketana to Plag. And for us, we're going to Shkia, so the demarcation before that is Samuch Leben Hashvashos. So he says, Klamer, Samuch Lo Kodem Ma'ato Chatzi Shah, O Shah Kodem Kevi Ayacholah. So there's no Halachim Lashem Yisina of a half hour. It means, as soon as possible before Ben Hashvashos as Shayach. So, a half hour, an hour, it should be within the last window of time before Ben Hashmashah. So, Aruch HaShulchan says, a half hour is lav dafka. Half hour, an hour, it means that the last amount of time that you could do it prior to Ben Hashmashah. Okay, yeah.
I know he doesn't say this explicitly, but wouldn't that mean that more than an hour and a quarter would not no longer be lachatchila? Because we can copy exactly.
Well, no, because so what he's saying is that there's nothing special about an hour and a quarter per se. An hour and a quarter is the available demarcation point that we know from a Kol HaTorah Kula clock. Mm-hmm. Mincha Ketana is a known entity, but that's there's nothing special about Mincha Ketana per se. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is basically saying. So for us, why not say
2 hours?
So the Aruch HaShulchan is saying Samach Ben Hashmashos is the equivalent amount of time. Samach could be a half hour, an hour, with a reasonable amount of time prior to the end of the day. But even for, he would say it's not. There's nothing. Again, Meikar Adin Kol Yom is going to be kasher. This is a chumrah anyway. So where do you draw the line of what's considered the optimal time? So there are Chashukah saying it's a little bit discretionary. There's no hard fast starting point. But a lot of the contemporary Svarim say that Ravadia has this, Rabbi Karp, that the starting point should be a half hour. So what emerges from this presentation, when it emerges from the Ramah, is that lechachila, the optimal time for Hafsek Tara is Samach Leben Hashmashos. Let's call it a half hour. You want to call it an hour later, Aruch HaShulchan, fine. If that's not possible, so then there's a harvacha to doing it after Mincha Ketana, because the whole reason that we're matmir samach minash rashos is an extension of shitas of Yehuda. If Yehuda himself says mincha tana, so then if you can't do it samach mamish, so then there's still a value of doing it after mincha tana over bedika shachris, let's say. And then if you can't do it after mincha tana, then even bedika shachris is going to work bidiyev. Rabbi Karp has an interesting, I think it's a chiddush, which I didn't see anywhere else. He says that if you're not going to do it samuch, he's working with a half hour for samuch, then there's still a harvacha in doing it achar plag hamincha over mincha ketan. For basically the reasons that I think Usher was saying before, that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that sof hayom is at plag. So the window of Sof HaYom, where he says you have to do Hefsek Tara, is the hour and a quarter, the halachic hour and a quarter between Mincha Ketana and Plaga Mincha. So Lididan, that we hold Sof HaYom is Shkia. So then to transpose that hour and a quarter, it would make sense that there's a Chashivas in Plag until Shkia as a next optimal time for Hefsek Tara. That's Rabbi, again, I haven't seen this elsewhere, Rabbi Karp thinks that if you're not going to be able to do it, Samach Ben Ashrashos, there's a harvacha in doing it an hour and a quarter before over the 2.5 hours of Mincha Ketan. Now, according to the Aruch HaShulchan analysis, it could be that the later you do it, the more harvacha there is. That the point is to do it as late as possible. So there be even if you're not working with a specific halachic demarcation, so according to Aruch HaShulchan, it might be reasonable that there's still a harvacha in doing it an hour and a half before Shkia over 2 hours before Shkia, because the later the better. We parenthetically referenced previously what the Chazanish and others write. Chazanish is Simen Sadi Beis Os Mem Hei, that the Chazanish thinks that at least Bidi Eved, if it's not Yom Hari'iyah, or it's not Yom Rishon, then even a Bidikas Laila would work as a Hefsek Tara Bidi Eved. Yeah?
Sorry, was that Yom Hari'iyah, or?
If it's not Yom Hari'iyah, I mean, as long as it's not day one. Sorry, by Yom Hari'iyah, I mean day one. As long as it's not day one.
Meaning with the standard cycle, even day one, even though there's a re'iyah for several days.
Right. So as long as it's not day one, the Chazon Ish thinks that a bedikas laila could be affected by the evidence of hefsek tara. Aruch HaShulchan writes also in Se'if Katan Zayin, Yosef Rizet Nira, says Aruch HaShulchan, dafilu bedikas laila mahani, dim lokein havalayla farish. That if Dika Slila works, because if that wasn't the case, you'd expect someone to say so. And when it says Bidika Shachris is Ladafka. You know, that's the norm. But even if you did it the night before, that would be valid. And that's what the Rabbi Morgenstern quotes B'Shem Rav Yashiv, Chelak Aleph Simon Yotes Funot 15, Chelak Aleph Simon Yotes Funot 15, B'Shem Rav Yashiv, that he taught La Lacha Le Dechazanish, that Bidika Slila could work with the Eved Hefsek Tara. So this comes up, let's say, in the following situation, where a woman thought, you never tell someone l'chachila to do a Hefsek Tara night, but let's say a woman is lost track of time, and she did what she thought was a Hefsek Tara, she thought it was still daytime, and she realized after the fact that she did the Hefsek Tara already too late. Let's say after Tzeis. And then the next day, she forgets to do Hefsek Tara. So in that case, Bidi Eved, she thought she was doing Hefsek Tara on the previous day. Turns out that it was already Laila, and then she forgot to do Hefsek Tara during the proper time the following day. So Bidi Eved, that Hefsek Tara performed the night before, could count as a Hefsek Tara. That's what would emerge from the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chazon Ish. That's the case where this would be most relevant, Lamaisa, yeah?
Then she didn't do day one. That might also be not.
No, that's not day one. Meaning she did a Hefsek Tara after Tzeis on Monday night, right?
Right.
She forgot to do a Hefsek Tara on Tuesday day.
Right.
Now, Wednesday can be day one of Shivan Nikiyam. Because a Monday night Hefsek Tara, okay, it's a Tuesday Hefsek Tara. It's already halachically Tuesday.
Right.
She forgot to do Hefsek on Tuesday. The Monday night Hefsek, once it's passé, it could count instead of Tuesday. And then Wednesday would be day one of Shivan Nikiyam. Okay. And this is also relevant to what we discussed in the context of Damaka, that if you have a bodeket or a nurse doing a bedika or hefsek for a woman, so then you could do a hefsek tara before shkia. The woman could stick around in the doctor's office until tzeis, and then the nurse could do another bedika achar tzeis. I'm sorry, the other way around. That if... No, so that's not the same thing. That's Rebbe Dikos. Okay, forget that. Okay, but again, the standard Nafka Minur, this is relevant, is the case of the forgotten Hefsek Tara, where you had done a Hefsek Tara too late the night before. Okay. But the Poskim say that even though it's true that a bedika shachris is going to work b'di'eved, but l'chachila you should still do, if you did, that a hefsek tara in the morning is going to work b'di'eved, l'chachila, a woman did a hefsek tara in the morning, she still should do a hefsek tara during the optimal time, samuch l'bein hashmashas. The b'di'eved means that you did it, and now it's too late to do it again later in the day. You did it in the morning, and now it's already Peshkia, so it's too late to do another Hefsek. But if you did in the morning, and then you realize that you have the opportunity to do it again before Shkia, then you should do it. Then you should do it again.
Sorry, did everyone quote someone to say that?
If you want me to quote someone, the Badi Yosholchan has that in Sif Tesvav, but everyone says that. That's not. I don't think anyone disagrees with that. Rabbi Willig advises that if on the day that a woman is going to perform a Hefsek Tara, she's already clean in the morning and can get a clean Bedika that morning, clean Hefsek that morning, so Rabbi Willig advises that you should do a Hefsek in the morning as a precaution just in case you miss it later that day. So do it in the morning. L'chachila, have to do it again, samach ben hashmashas later in the day, or at least after mincha tana. But if for whatever reason things got hectic and you weren't able to do the hefsek, especially in the winter when shkia is so early, so then you can at least fall back on the hefsek tara done in the morning, the bedika shachris, that could work at least b'di'evad. I saw Rabbi Karp writes this eitza as well in the Mishmaros HaTara, that it's a good... It's not always relevant because often a woman won't be able to get a clean hefsek in the morning, but come later in the afternoon she will. But in a situation where a woman can't get a clean hefsek in the morning, then you lose nothing and you only have what to gain by doing the hefsek in the morning. L'chachila, doing it again later in the day, but b'di'eved, you have the morning hefsek to fall back on in case for whatever reason you don't get to it later in the day. Okay, so what is the final drop-dead time for performing a Hefsek Tara? Till now we were discussing the early end. What is the latest point at which a Hefsek Tara could be performed? So the Aruch HaShulchan has a perplexing line in Sif Kaf Aleph. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that the Minhag HaPashut is that ad halayla bodekas. Minhag HaPashut is that a woman can do a Hefsek Tara until nightfall. Until night means until tzeis. So that's difficult to understand. All the later Sfarim aren't quite sure what the Aruch HaShulchan means. Rabbi Karp suggests on page Ayin Hey, maybe all he means is that on Erev Shabbos, you could do a Hefsek Tara up until Shkia, even after lighting candles, which is not Pasha. But maybe, he says maybe that's what he means, but it can't be that the Aruch HaShulchan would actually tell you that you could do a Hefsek Tara up until Seis.
Rabbi Karp is saying that he never says that you could do until
it can't be that's what he means. So he says Adalila Badek, because it can't mean that what it says. It must be that he's talking about Erev Shabbos. Adalila means until Shkia on Erev Shabbos.
And he calls it Lila because the fish that, there is that even though it's
already after Lichbetch.
Right.
There is a line in the Chavetz Chaim Sefer Nidcha Yisrael. Simen Mem Alef Osvav, Chavetz Chaim's Nidcha Yisrael. Im Haya Ben Ashmashos, Tzricha Lishol She'ela Eitzel Mora Hara. That if a woman did a Hefsek Ben Ashmashos, then you have to ask a Shaila by a Posek. So that also sounds like you can be doing a Hefsek Tara Ben Ashmashos. It says Rabbi Karp, on page Ayin Vav, that in the Yiddish version of Nidcha Yisrael, it says that you could be Mekel up until a half hour after Shkia. So what that sounds like is that's going according to the people that hold like Rabbeinu Tam. That if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, so then, up to half hour after Shkia in Europe, may not yet be Bein Hashmashos. And that's all the Chavetz Chaim means over there. Ramosha, in his famous tshuva about Tzeis, or calculating Bein Hashmashos and Tzeis, one of the iterations of the tshuva is Aruch Chaim, Simen Samach, Chela Dalet, Simen Samach Beis, Aruch Chaim, Chela Dalet, Simen Samach Beis. So Moshe there has his famous kula that for certain things you can assume the makom safek that is still considered yom up until 9 minutes after Shkia in New York. But that would be the 3/4 mil between the tchilas Shkia and Sof Shkia and the beginning of Rabbeinu Tam's Bein Hashmashos. He says that b'makom, in certain situations, you can rely on those 9 minutes as still being yom, where you have a Sfek Sveka. What's the Sfek Sveka? So Safek, whether it's Bein Hashmashos yet, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still yom vaday until 9 minutes after Shkia. And Safek, whether Bein Hashmashos is considered a Lila or not. So where you could create a Sfek Sveka, Safek whether it's already Bein Hashmashos, and even if it is Bein Hashmashos, maybe Bein Hashmashos does not have the din of Lila. So one of the nafkamina is Hefsek Tara. So Moshe writes that if a woman was in a situation of Ones and was unable to do a Hefsek Tara until after Shkia, so you can rely on this argument to be machshir Hefsek Tara within 9 minutes of Shkia in New York. So says Ramosha. Now that comes with a couple qualifications. Even Ramosha, who has his kula, the number one in Ramosha's Tshuva to Rabbi Eider, Os Kav Vav, Ramosha writes that you don't have the right to be Mako for these 9 minutes if you hold of the earlier Zman for Motzei Shabbos. As if you're not Machmir for Bein Tam Motzei Shabbos, that means that you hold Mikir Adin, as he says, the Gaon Zman, but even if you hold of the Gaonim Zman, or you hold of any other Zman earlier than Bein Tam, so then that shows that you don't really take Shittas of Bein Tam into consideration, so you have no right to be Mekel to use that as a sniff for a svek sveka. Moshe says that's not right. You should be machmir for a benetam for Motzei Shabbos. Remember, Moshe holds that 50 minutes in New York is a benetam for Motzei Shabbos. But Moshe, so if you're going to be mekel before 50 minutes, for Moshe's calculator, 50 minutes is definitely a benetam. Could be even earlier. But if you're going to be mekel like the Gaon, so Moshe says you have no right to rely on these 9 minutes. Now, Moshe doesn't say the following, although it stands to, it may logically be true, to say the same thing for Mincha. If you're never going to be mekel to daven Mincha after Shkia, so then maybe there also you don't have the right to rely on these 9 minutes for a hefsek tara, because you're showing that you're not really choshesh for shitas rabbeinu tam at all. Rabbi Force quotes from Reb David that Reb David said his father Lemaisa was reluctant to be machshir hefsek tara even 1 minute after shkia, unless it was a real Shas Adchak. Meaning not to be matter as a matter of course, as even if a woman forgot, but only, or there's an onus, only if there's a Shas Adchak. I presume Shas Adchak is where that could impact on fertility. And Rabbi Eider quotes on page 35 from Byron Cutler. Byron Cutler was makir across the board, natula hefsek tara after shkia, under any circumstances. And that, I think, is definitely Rabbi Willis' position. I think that's the Mahalach HaMechuvah in our yeshiva, not to allow Hefsek Tara after Shkia at all, even 1 minute.
Why was Rabbi Kalber Machmer?
Because Shkia is Shkia.
Like he says, like the Grub, that's it.
You're not going to. That's what Rav Moshe is suggesting is the chiddush that you could play around with the svek svekers, say, you'd be creative with svek svekers. The pashas is that shkia shkia, and then once it's banished pashas, you can't do hefsek tara anymore. Rav Avadya has a bigger kuli, even in Eretz Yisrael, where things move faster after the sun sets. Rav Avadya's make up to 13 and a half minutes in Eretz Yisrael, which is a golden seis. So he says that you can be mekel for hefsek tara up to the Gaon Seis in Eretz Yisrael. That's a bigger kula. Tara Sabayis Chayli Beis, page Resh Samech.
How long is that after Shkia?
13 and a half minutes in Eretz Yisrael. There's a chuva that Deborah Tziner, Chuvas Ber Moshe Chayli Beis Simen Samech Aleph. Deborah Tziner is from Hungary. So he writes that in Deborah Tzin, they were mekel even lechachila to do a hefsek tara after shkia. So he writes that when he got shilas in New York about hefsek tara after shkia, he would ask, "Where are you from?" So if the shoel was from Litta, he would say, "Shkia, shkia." That if the shoel was from Hungary, then shkia is not shkia. Then you could do a hefsek tara, even l'chachila, after shkia. And he thought that for the Hungarians, that was even better. Because once you can do a hefsek tara after shkia, then you're minimizing, you're limiting the amount of time to put on the moch dachuk, which we'll talk about, I think, next time. So if you're going to do a hefsek tara before shkia, and you keep the moch dachuk in until tzeis, that's very uncomfortable. So maybe a lechachili should do a hefsek tara after shkia, and then you're minimizing the amount of time that you have to keep the moch dachuk in. So his eitzah, he said, do a hefsek tara before shkia, and then do another hefsek tara ben hashmashos with the moch dachuk. And he thought, then you're marviach everything. You have a shorter window for the moch dachuk, but you're able to do a hefsek tara that would count before shkia. So he has a back and forth with Sturmbach. Sturmbach said better to do a hefsek tara before shkia and no moch dachuk at all, because a hefsek tara after shkia is a big shayla, may not work at all, and moch dachuk is a chumrah. So better do it do what the sure thing is and do a hefik tahara before shkia and be mochel the machtachuk, then do it after shkia with the machtachuk. Then the Debre Tzina writes, and he told him his eitza to do both, and Rishtur Machtot, that was okay. But this was, it's hard to say whether the Debre Tzina would still say that today. Because as he references here, that Hungary before the war, there are people who they held the Rebbeinu Tam, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechomer, they do Malacha on Friday night after Shkia. So that's a different calculation. You don't have that. You don't have that anywhere. I remember Chalap said once that he remembers Williamsburg in the 1950s. Everyone was, plenty of people were doing Malacha Friday night after Shkia. But in America, that fell out of style. No one came out. No one does that anymore. So the Rebbeinu Tam is accepted l'chumra, but not l'kula. So if you're coming from a background where you accept Rebbeinu Tam, then l'kula, then l'chumra. So then the Debre Tzina, that's where he's coming from. But for us, we view Bein Hashmashos, we view Shkia as a hard stop. Okay, so the Ramah here references a Trumas Hadeshen in the following case. Trumas Hadeshen Simen Reish Bemches. What happens if a woman does a Hefek Tara after everyone davens Maariv? You're in a community where they daven Maariv early, so there's still light outside, but everyone already daven Maariv? So does that change the halachic day and preclude a hefsek tara? This says the Jewish tradition, Yeira, Deyesh lahachnir, Delo tasek v'tara, Ela kodin tfilas arvis. So women should only do hefsek tara before Maariv. Aval achar tfilas arvis, Hol v'spalu kvar, once having already davened. V'afilu in hilo v'spalu ela kal v'spalu kvar, even if she didn't daven, but the tzibur davened. So they made that last sliver of the day when it's the light outside, they made that into night. So once they made it night l'inyan tefila, it's night l'inyan hesek tara. And he says that's like with the Maram rice and Hilchos Machos, that if they daven Maariv, and then you hear a Shmua al Meso, so that doesn't count as day one of Shiva. The following day is day one. Because once already daven Maariv, it's already the next day. Okay, so the Ramah here in Sif Aleph writes as follows: Yesh Omrim, Im is Palu Akal Arvis V'Oda Yom Gadol, Eina Yichala Livdok Az Lilbosh Levadim Lahaska Limdos B'Yom Machras Me'Achad Akal Kvar Asu Asa Laila Tuma Sedeshen. V'Yesh Omrim Demuter Afilu Asu Akal Shabbos. Then he quotes Yesh Omrim the Agur B'Shem Aril that you're allowed to. Even if it's Friday night and they ready Mekabel Shabbos, that doesn't bound the woman as far as her Hefsek Tara. V'noge l'chachila lizar u'b'di'evin ein lachosh. The l'chachila should be makbid on this, b'di'evin a Hefsek Tara after Maariv would still work. Says the Shas of Katan Dalit, Afilu also called Shabbos, kehi tosefes lo shayech li'inyan nida. So, what does tosefes Shabbos have to do with nida? The lashon l'maril, which is the source for this, is as follows: Afilu Tosefa Shabbos Shehuda Raisa E Nira Li Klal Delomazi Paska Bay De Eno Nashav Lai L'Chol Mili. That even if Tosefa Shabbos is Daraisa, it doesn't mean that you transform the night to Shabbos Kol HaTorah Kula, to the next calendrical day. Hakaman Eibo Kares V'Lav Ela Tosefa Susnif L'Yom Chashif. He says that if you're going to violate Melech HaShabbos during Tosefa Shabbos, that's not a Chiyuv Kares. Ule'inyan Sfiras Zayin Nikiyim Lo Bi'inan Lohu Tosefes Ela Kol Yom Kaftal HaShos Kol HaYoser. When it comes to the count of Zayin Nikiyim, what day is it for Hesek Torah, then you look at the actual day, and the fact that there's a Tosefa Shabbos doesn't affect that calendrical day. So that's the Shach quotes over here. V'chein isa perek nara b'tosvos dibe maskel demasu la b'shabbasus v'yantiv. That there there Tosfos holds, or 2 days in Tosfos, but Tosefa Shabbos may not be considered Shabbos le'inyan other matters. That's the Maril. Mashmi Dvarav in the Kol Halein Rayas the Alpha Pishes Pala Higamke. Even if the woman herself davens marv, v'yosas a Shabbos and she makes Shabbos herself, still mutter. Ulefizet, v'ashakosu v'rav d'afilu asu akal Shabbos, hachi kamer, afilu asu akal gam ken Shabbos, v'gam hi, even a shibet Shabbos. V'agon, lokosav kein v'tshuva, Elakasov de la Harav im his palla he arvis and lahakela filu bidiyevet. No, maybe if she daven mariv, that's different. So once she daven mariv, so then it's the next day, the Indian hefet tyra as well. And the Dagal Bervava is making even there. Dagal Bervava says, that even if she daven marv in Kabbal Shabbos, she can still do a hefsek tara. Vadya says that especially for Sfardim, because the Mechaber doesn't quote this Tumas Hadashan at all. The Beis Yosef only quotes the Maril. So for Sfardim, you definitely can be mekel. For Ashkenazim, it's lechachila, we avoid it. If a woman was Mechaber Shabbos herself, it's a little harder to be mako. But if others makabah Shabbos, if she wasn't, so then the shach is clear that you could be mako over there. We'll stop here, and next time we'll talk about the mechanics of a hefsek tara, the washing before, and the meltachuk. Okay. Great.
I wasn't sure about this. I'm assuming Rav Schechter's man for the early semi-kitab tomorrow. That's 13 and a half minutes.